पार करने दो, पता नहीं इसको नहीं कहते, जिस काम को लिया तो लिया, निभाना ही मुख्य चीज वास्तव। इस तरह से भक्तों के इस महान कार्य को देखकर,
इन दिस वे ग्रेट वर्क्स ऑफ डिवोटीज we should from our hearts appreciate and we should help in every way. This is the demigod's message. Swayam, they cross over and they help others to cross over. And now see, exactly opposite to this, what the demigods are saying about others. Text 32.
युन्ने रविन्दाक्ष विमुक्तमानिनः त्वय्यस्त भावाद विशुद्ध बुद्धयः आरुह्य कृष्ण परम पदम तथा पतन तधोना दृत जुष्मदंग्रय।
अन्ये मीन्स अदर्स, लिसन केयरफुली, देयर इज वन ग्रुप ऑफ डिवोटीज एंड देन एंड अन्ये मीन्स द इंपर्सनलिस्ट निराकारवादी एंड ऑल अदर्स। So here Lord Brahma is saying, oh beautiful eyed one, those persons other than your devotees, vimukta manaha, they are not mukta, they are not free, but they falsely consider themselves manina. They falsely consider themselves free from this material contamination. He's called a reached beggar. He's reached. They say we've reached. Reached where? So many persons other than devotees, they considered themselves to be liberated. But here, Lord Brahma is saying, vimukta maninaha, they falsely consider themselves to be liberated. And tvai asta bhava means tvai unto you, asta bhava. They do not have any love in your lotus feet. And they are speculating in so many ways. They have no attachment or inclination towards your lotus feet. And the bhav that they have in you remains covered. They don't love Sri Krishna. And they consider themselves Mahatma and liberated. And then this Aruya Krishna Param Padam Tatha, with great, undergoing great severe austerities, penances and hard labor, even though they are doing these things, they do not reach the Param Padam, the highest position. They do all these very severe austerities to reach to the highest position, but because they do not respect, they insult your lotus feet, they fall down again. Patanti adha, they fall down again into this material existence. Those who do not care for the Lord's form, they, by doing some sadhana, they go up little bit, but because they don't respect your lotus feet, they fall down again. Param pada means to achieve liberation, having taken high birth, etc. It means high birth to help, high birth etc. to help in achieving liberation. Achieve mukti, there is some qualification required. But here, But to get liberation, having these qualifications are helpful, such as taking high birth in a Brahmana family or have education or a good body. These are helpful in achieving liberation. And actually, from the previous pious deeds in our previous lives, one gets these things. But even having all these things, one who does not respect the Lord's form and engage in his devotional service, they again fall down. Patanti adha. Those who neglect devotion to your lotus feet, they fall down. And after this, when they take another birth, it will be in a very low birth or a low species. You see, this is demigod speaking. And in front of them, there are two kinds of worshippers. One who worships the Supreme Lord in devotional service, and the other one is Anya, all others. Anyone or all others, impersonalists, etc. In this world, we speak about other people, and other people speak about devotees. But here, the demigods, they're speaking about both parties. They were glorifying the Supreme Lord. Now they're describing the two kinds of worshippers of the Supreme Lord. The demigods also, within one another, they talk about us. That who is in what kind of position. Just like in the human being society, people talk about one another, what is this person like, how is this one, how is that devotee, and then when they talk about impersonalists, this is how they talk about this, the impersonalists, that they fall down from their position. For impersonalists, they say he is just they're just like cow dung. But if we say like that, then people will say, oh, this Swamiji, he is talking about sampradayic things. He's against this sampradaya and he's for this sampradaya. He's taking sides. But this shloka is not made by us. If this shloka is written on a board, anybody can read one word and understand what demigods are saying. On one side, they're glorifying the devotees who are worshipping the form of the Lord. They're glorifying them again and again. And then, on the other side, they say Anya, and then they say, what will happen to the Anya, the other kinds of persons? This is what will happen to them. What is their gati? Patanti adha. They will go to lower birds and lower regions. The demigods are saying this. And here, with great pride, they say, oh, I am a nirakarvadi. I am an impersonalist. I am from this society. I am from this bad society. What society are you from? The demigods here say that you're from the hellish society. We can create any kind of society, any name, but what are the demigods saying about us? Here I'm giving you an example. There's a group of thieves. The thieves, they stole some things from various homes, and then they get together and sit down and they talk about themselves. And then they will glorify one another. Oh, you've done a really good job at stealing this item. Expert, thank you. Maybe even he will offer a garland to him. But as soon as the police surrounds them from all directions, they were amongst themselves. They could be saying, very good, you're very expert, all glories. They could be saying that amongst one another, but as soon as the police surrounds them, and they would not get anything except sticks on their heads. This, what people speak and believe against the form of the Lord, against the servitude of the Lord, and they have made so many sects. And Yamaraj will see to them, because he is a representative of the Lord. He had said very clearly, those who do not say the Lord's name, you can bring them to me. But those who speak, who chant Krishna's name, do not bring them to me. Yamaraj has very clearly said this in the Bhagavatam. He is telling his messengers, those who don't say the Lord's name, those whose heads do not bow down before the Lord, those whose minds don't go towards the form of the Lord, such rascals you should catch and bring them to me. Those who are chanting the Lord's names, you don't go to them. Otherwise, the Vishnu Dutas will catch you and beat you, and then I am not responsible. Make you all aware, he had a meeting with the Yamadutas. Ajamil, such an incident happened with Ajamil that three Vishnu Dutas came immediately out to beat up these Yamadutas. But these Yamadutas ran away. And they came and said to Yamaraj, who were those four effulgent persons? They came and they defeated us. And they took him away. Your orders are not being followed now anymore in this universe. By your order, we went to take him to the hellish planets. But these Vishnu Dutas came and they even cut our robe and we ran away. Otherwise, they would have beat us to death. You bring all four of them and punish them. Otherwise, from today, we are not working for you. But first you tell us, who is the Supreme Lord? Who is Ishwar? We thought only you were Ishwar. But after we saw those four persons, we thought that you are not the Ishwar anymore. Seeing them, we thought that Yamaraj was like a firefly. How many Ishwars are there today? You tell us. The Yamadutas did not even offer obeisances when they walked into Yamaraj's court. They were very distressed. And they wanted that Yamaraj bring those four dacoits and bring them here and beat them. Those four people, they were taking the side of Ajamil, the sinful Ajamil. They were so beautiful looking, but their nature was so condemned because they were taking side of this sinful person. They looked so beautiful, but just look at their nature. Then Yamaraj said, "Arey, tell me, what happened? What happened? What? As soon as that Ajamil said, Naraya, Aya, these four people, these four beautiful people, jumped and pounced on us. Then Yamaraj understood and he realized, oh, he said, Narayan. He folded his hands with closed eyes. And he said, oh, my dear Yamadutas, I have made a great mistake. He was taking the name of Narayan, and you are asking me how many Ishwaras there are? I will tell you, O fools, call all the other Yamadutas. Today we will have a big talk. For 1 or 2 hours, the office was practically closed. He called everyone and he gave a class on Harinam. He says, there are millions of servants like me who work for the Supreme Lord. His name is Narayan, Vishnu, Ishwar. He is Krishna. And anybody who calls Vishnu's name, Vishnu Dutas are always wandering about. They are very beautiful. And then the Yamadut says, okay, we agree, we take it that yes, Vishnu Dutas, they wander around to protect the Lord's devotees. But where was this Ajamil a devotee? And Yamaraj said he was a devotee. This is devotion, that he spoke, he chanted Krishna's name. Secret is known by 12 of us. Yamaraj that day asked for forgiveness to the Supreme Lord, that please forgive me, I have made a mistake. Day, he gave a special class that whoever speaks, whoever chants the Lord's name, never go near them. And whoever never chants, you please catch them and bring them. This is in the Bhagavatam. So this is a very blissful path. Those who are impersonal and those who do not accept the Lord's form, the Lord's deity forms in the temples, they're actually very sinful persons. They have a lot of sinful load from many, many lives on their head, and that is why they have no inclination towards the form of the Lord. So right at this time, because of some previous pious activities, they may have taken birth in a high family, high education, beautiful body, but after this body, they have a hellish life. Patanti adha. The demigods, they see everything. They know which jiva, which living entity will get what kind of body. This life, if we want that we have a higher birth, that if we want to go to the heavenly planets or Vaikuntha, then in this life we should learn to love Krishna. Otherwise we will be degraded. The Lord has said in the Bhagavad Gita, those who do not accept me, they fall down. In 9th chapter, I think. Lord Krishna has said from his own lotus mouth. So here in front of you, I don't want to say anything of my own. Rather, I want that you listen to what the demigods are saying. You try to understand their purport, what they're trying to say. There are many people in this world who try to say so many things. People even say, oh, the Supreme Lord, he's Sakar with a form, and also he's formless. He's both Sakar and Nirakar, and whatever you want to do, whatever you want to worship, you can do. They're saying so much different to what the demigods are saying here. Demigods are saying clearly that those who are attracted to the form of the Lord are right. The rest are sinful, they're bound to fall down. And not just that, again, they're specially saying something about the devotees of the Lord. Just like the other persons, they fall down, Devotees never fall down like that.
दूसरे लोग गिरता नते मा धवता वका क्वचित भ्रष्टंति मार्गा त्वय बद्ध सहृदा त्वया विगुप्ता विचरंति निर्भया विनायका निकप मूर्ध सुप्रभो.
Text 33.
तथा नते मा धवता वका क्वचित भ्रष्टंति.
हे प्रभु,
दूसरे लोग
हे माधव
साधन पथ से निराकारवादी आदि निर्विशेषवादी वैसे आपके भक्त कभी नहीं गिरते.
Like the Nirakarvadis, impersonalists, they fall. That your devotees never fall like that. Means yours. Tava means from tava is tavaka.
लक्ष्य पर पहुंच करके गिरने की बात तो दूर है, वो रास्ते में भी नहीं गिरते.
What to speak of going to the goal and then falling? They don't even fall on the path. Abhrashyanti, they don't even slip. Once they become devotees of the Lord, they don't even slip. Because you protect them. Tvaya Abhigupta, you protect them.
They
Traverse fearlessly. They step on the heads of obstacles and they walk fearlessly. Because you are the protector. Tvaya Abhigupta. Gupt means to hide, to protect. The Guptas in India, they hide a lot of wealth. Just like the people such as Guptas, they are very careful about hiding their wealth, protecting their wealth. In the same way, Tvaya Abhigupta, you are very carefully hide or protect your devotees from all the obstacles and fall down. You catch them. The protector of the devotees is Krishna.
Jnana
Marg is without any help. There is no protector. Because the person who you are doing bhajan of, he is himself is nirakar, impersonalist. How he can help? So that is a helpless path. So here in the bhakti marg, bhakti path, there are devotees, and then there is the Lord Himself. That is why we should become a devotee of Lord Krishna. Not that wherever you go, have a look around, go to this temple, that temple, this sampradaya, that sampradaya. To finish your social obligation on Sundays. We should take our soul to such a place where there is the Lord's deities, Lord's katha, and the Lord's devotees, the feelings of the demigods.